Welcome to JK Games, the gaming podcast where we bring you the gaming news we care about.
And maybe some that we don't.
And whether you play on easy mode
or you like a good challenge,
this is a show where we'll try to level up your gaming knowledge.
Ding, 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 ding. That's me playing The Last of Us guitar.
Because why? Because why, Jerrica?
Well, we just got today, hot off the press, the Last of Us HBO first trailer for The Last of Us television show. Super exciting.
Yes. If you have been following us for any amount of time, which me and Jerrica were kind of reminiscing before we started, like I never imagined we would be here talking about the trailer, the HBO show trailer for The Last of Us. When we started this podcast, Last of Us had obviously was out, but part two was not out. And there was no speaking of a show at all.
Yeah.
So it's just cool to see like how far we've come and how good it looks, which we're going to dive in to the nitty gritty. We're going to break it down. We're going to go like frame by frame. That's a little dramatic, but we're going to look at the different elements and kind of see and predict like what we think is going to happen and what we're excited about and all that jazz. But if you are new here and this is your first episode, welcome. My name is Kayla. I am one of your hosts here at JK Games.
And I'm Jerrica, your other host. And thank you so much, Jabu.
He
said we're the best. Listen to some old episodes of the podcast on the drive from Colorado to Michigan.
That's sweet.
Thank you so much.
We have been
Our voices can be entertaining to you on a road trip.
Yes, thank you. I'm sure you might have stumbled across some of our chaotic episodes where we talk about random shit, but they're still fun to listen to.
You know, a couple episodes ago talking about the hot tub squirting on my feet, you know? I love a good foot massage. So,
Speaking of, we do have if you're interested in The Last of Us and you're like, hey, I've just played the game and like, I really want to listen to some more like thoughts about it and breakdowns and like opinions and things like that, you should definitely listen to our old episodes. We've done like a whole recap on the first Last of Us spoiler cast. We've done Last of Us Part 2 spoiler cast. We've done predictions for the next game. We did it's kind of funny. I haven't listened to it again since the show came out since the trailer and everything came out. But like our predictions for the cast, we did like a cast prediction breakdown, which is funny to look at now that we know who the actual cast is. But you should definitely go check those out.
And also like with the remake that's been out, I think, for a little almost a month. Definitely, if you've never played The Last of Us before, check out. We have, because Kayla luckily got to play the games back-to-back she had never played. So we do a couple. I think on like one of the episodes we talk about the original with you and like your playthrough and everything. And then, of course, we have tons of episodes just around The Last of Us. But we have a really good breakdown of Last of Us Part 2 once if you have it played, if you finish, you should definitely go back and check those out.
Yeah, but I think we did. Sure. I do think we did a full breakdown of episode or part one if you wanted to check that out too, if you've already played it. But be aware, obviously, there's full spoiler warning with any of that. So make sure we always give warning before we do spoilers, which I don't think we'll have any today of part two. We probably will spoil part one. Maybe if we do, we'll talk about it first. But that's what our main topic is this week. We have some other things to talk about. If you're new to this show, we do our episodes in three different parts, just like a video game. We do easy mode where we talk about what we've been playing. I have some things to talk about this week that I've started for the first time. And then we have our normal mode, which is where we talk about news. Just a couple things to touch on here this week. We have the direct that was last week or close around then. We also had a state of play that had a couple things. And that's really it as far as news. And then obviously hot off the press for our expert mode, which is like our main topic. We have the Last of Us trailer, first official trailer. We had that teaser that we talked about a couple weeks ago. But this is our first real trailer, which I'm super excited about. But let's get our housekeeping out of the way, Jerrica, really quick. Let's do our loadout. Do 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 do. Get our switchblade ready. Click.
That's my seatbelt.
Seatbelt
sound.
Click. All right. That was good. So, thank you. Our Instagram, our Twitter, and our Twitch is just at JK Games Podcast. You can always check us out there. We do our question of the week, which we actually have to talk about this week, which leads into our main topic. So you can always check us out there. We're more active on Twitter now. You can check us out there. And then our YouTube is just JK Games, which we upload our video version of our podcast after the fact on YouTube. And then, of course, on any podcast platform, you can search us at JK Games Podcast. We also do live shows, and we announce those live shows on our Instagram and Twitter. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, episode suggestions, collab requests, you can email us, jkgamespodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. But that is it for our housekeeping. Oh, one last housekeeping thing. Jerrica was a guest star this past week. Jerrica, tell us a little bit about that. Miss Guest Star.
Oh, yeah. So there's this little game called Inscription, and I've been waiting for people to finish playing it. And luckily, you know, it came to PlayStation recently, and I was able to join the cast of Respawn Aim Fire. Was able to join those guys and talk all about Inscription, and yeah, we spoiled the heck out of it. So if you're interested in listening to us talk about Inscription and what a fourth wall breakage event that was, you should definitely check those guys out at Respawn Aim Fire.
Yeah.
You can find them on Twitter there. I think most of their socials are Respawn Aim Fire.
Which they were on one of our older episodes. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we plugged the episode on our Twitter.
Yeah.
We tweeted that.
We did.
Did we tweet that?
We
yeah,
did.
We did.
Yeah.
We tweeted it.
I think it's on their YouTube now and like their just their podcast, which you should definitely check out. If you like us, you'll probably like them. So, but yeah, Jerrica did that. I'm going to have to wait until I play it, which is on my list to go watch that because I don't want to spoil myself. But Oh Hey Jibu, Jibu said, the one that had me crying from laughter was the episode where y'all were talking about the poop head cult follower.
Oh, yeah.
That was not that long ago. Which I've been playing more of that. That's I'm going to talk about that in my easy mode.
Nice.
But Jerrica, do you want to kick us off with our easy mode and tell us about what you've been playing lately?
Yeah. Speaking of the poop head cult follower,
yes,
I did finish Cult of the Lamb finally.
Hey.
I did it.
Nice. Tell us about it.
That game got a little hard near the end. Not going to lie. You know, I can't remember what difficulty I'm playing it on, but it's whatever. I had it on hard, I think. And then like the developer like suggests, I guess, normal mode. So
normal mode.
I was like, at some points it got a little too difficult. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to spend this much time, like, you know, killing myself over and over as this little lamb. But I think I played it on normal though. And then, it was a challenge. I've died here and there. And if you've, of course, have played any kind of like dungeon crawler, like roguelike game, it's a lot of attacking yeah. mm-hmm. and killing and dodging and, you know, dying a lot until you can make it through. And it really wasn't too difficult because there's these four major like deities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Deity.
I've only beat one so plural, far.
I don't know the plural word for that. Deities that you have to like murder. So you can free, I forgot what, the one who waits. That's the big bad demon thing, cat thing that wants to, that basically you've sold your soul to release and kill the deity so they get released. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that last spider thing, I don't know any of their names, but that guy kicked my butt. And then on top of that, I won't spoil it too much, but there's one more boss. And it got insane, Kayla. Hoo-wee. I don't know if you've ever played Returnal or
have
seen
not.
Gameplay of Returnal.
I've watched you play it.
There was one section that I was like, man, this attack here reminds me of Returnal. There's a lot of balls flying everywhere.
A lot of balls.
Say.
Dang.
And Jerrica's little lamb was dodging those balls left and right and just praying that, there's someone greater out there that besides this demon that I'm trying to rescue, that maybe the God inside me has been inside me all along as this little lamb, and just kept praying. And luckily I was able to pray enough, and this little lamb survived all the way home. And I won't ruin what happens at the end of the game, But it was a lovely time. I got my cult to the highest level. I got up to like 23 cult followers.
Oh, wow.
I think you can get many more. I think there's a trophy for like 100. There's no way I'm going to be able to do that because they grow old and die so fast, Kayla. Like literally every time I go on a killing spree to bring back resources to this cult, like there's old people dying left and right. They live for like 4 days and then they're like ready to die. And then like I have this, and then I have this one cult follower. I just, you know, I'm immature. You probably heard me talk about Inscription naming my death cards like Kitty and Booby and Butthole.
Amazing.
So those, sorry for those really intense cuss words, but I named one of my cult followers, I think its name is Titty. So, and I'll just say Titty has a big fear of death. So anytime, like if I'm on a quest and you'll get a little notification if like one of your followers have died, I immediately see Titty's terrified of death and loses respect. Because if someone dies, Titty gets freaked out. So I'm just like, I got to get back there and wrap up this dead person and bury them so Titty doesn't cry about it.
So Titty isn't a Would titty you say? Baby.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I did not plan for that joke to happen. I just naturally had to go. But yeah, you know, Cult of the Lamb. It's a great time. You know, just being culty, making little restrooms so they can poop so I can use that fertilizer to grow crops. And occasionally they might ask to eat poop. And I do that for them. I prepare the poop for them.
I had that happen recently, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's what she was talking about.
So, yeah, finished Cult of the Lamb. Great time. I also hopped back on Destiny.
Yeah.
So actually, I've been on a two-week hiatus because in between Cult of the Lamb, also been playing, of course, The Last of Us Part 1 remake. Still getting through that, but had to hop back on Destiny because it had been way too long, and I've got to get caught up in the season. The pirate stuff, which I actually haven't been like really digging, but I just hopped on and started getting into that, trying to figure out what this season's like activities are about, because it's a little confusing. And with Art 3.0 getting unveiled with this season, I was just like, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Did the new raid and everything, but I was just like overwhelmed with everything else.
Right.
So I had to take a step back. Now I'm back. And I hopped in.
She's back, baby.
The pirate activities still aren't for me, though. I don't know why it's not grabbing me this time. Anywho, yeah.
Hey, you win some, you lose some. You know, you can't love everything about it.
You know, I just want more shaders for my armor and Destiny. That's one thing I just hop in there for, to see if there's a new shader I can purchase with Bright Dust. And there wasn't one this week, so that was disappointing. Other than that, just shooting stuff in Destiny. It's a good time.
Nice. Well, so I've also been playing Cult of the Lamb. I'm on the second boss, I believe. I can't remember exactly where I'm at, but I'm really enjoying it too. I think it's super fun. Jerrica pretty much summed it up. It's a really
great... you cut off a little bit. Your mic's doing that thing again.
Oh, no. Hold on. Let me see.
It's doing it very rarely. I think that's like the second time it did it. So, you know, don't worry about it unless it gets really frequent, then I'll tell you.
Yeah, let me know.
Just want to put on your radar.
Yes, thank you. So I agree. I really enjoy it, and it reminds me, you know, it's a great combination of like dungeon crawler and almost like simulator type game. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And so I definitely recommend it if that sounds fun to you. Oh, hey, Jobu said the new old raid.
Yep, it's a raid from the past, but it's new.
Right.
Which I love. I wish they'd bring back more old raids, like, all at once. I wish they'd just bring them all back. I'm surely they'll do that. Sorry, I didn't mean to
talk
about Destiny again.
Okay, so I have two brand new to me games that I've played this week, okay? So I played Splatoon 3, which came out this year. Yeah, I'm excited to talk about it. Our friend of the show, Josh, got me to play it, and he played it with me and taught me all the ways of Splatoon. I'm not good. I am trash, actually, but it's really fun.
Summarize Splatoon for me.
What? Okay.
What is it?
So, okay. This is what I know so far. There is a story, but the story is not a huge part of the game. There is like a story though, that's pretty much the same throughout all three Splatoon games, is that you're trying to like beat this like villain who's taken over the city pretty typical storyline. But the multiplayer, which you can play online or couch co-op, is kind of like you played Super Mario Sunshine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, like you're trying to clear the sludge out of the city. Yep. It's kind of like the reverse of that, where you're trying to, you're on a team of, I believe, 4 or 5, something around there. And you're trying to cover the map in your color paint and prevent the other team from using their color paint to take over the whole map. So you're trying to cover as much space as you can at once. And it sounds pretty simple and like, okay, wouldn't I get tired of this? But part of the fun thing is there's a ton of different weapons that you can use. And you can also kill people. Like you can use your weapon to eliminate a player, which is helpful because that means they can't be painting the area. It's like a 2-minute countdown and you have 2 minutes to paint the room like as much as you can to win. And so you can, there's up to like 200 different weapons that you can unlock by getting points in these games. And there's also flair, Jerrica, that you would probably like. Ooh. There's like outfit flair, there's gun flair, there's like all kind of cool outfit items. But yeah, so you get to choose like what weapon you're using in this game. And it does make a difference because like you could use a huge paint roller that just like yeets paint across the map, which is helpful to cover surface area, but that's not necessarily the strongest to kill people. Like it's kind of like a give and a take. So you can have a sniper, which is really helpful to kill people, especially like long distances, but it doesn't do as much paint spreading. So it's kind of like that. It's really, I feel like, more of like a multiplayer focused game, which I'd love to stream it sometime because I feel like it'd be fun to watch. It gets pretty intense. I'm not good at it yet, but I'm working on it. It's fun.
I know it has like a huge cult following.
It does, so. Which I'm not a part of. So don't come at me for knowing all things. You're not one of those.
What do they call those? Squid Kids, right?
It's yeah.
Like something like.
Yeah, there's more to it. That's like the blanket summary, though. So
okay.
That's pretty much like what the game is, what you're doing in the game. But another game I literally just started tonight is I started playing Deathloop, Jerrica.
Heck yeah. It's so good. I love Deathloop.
And I wasn't sure if it was my type of game, but I've only played like 1.5 to 2 hours maybe.
Yeah.
I really like it. It's really fun. It came out last year. It won a lot of awards, right?
It did. And like literally I was so tired of seeing trailers and gameplay demos of it. I feel like I got shown off way
it
too
did,
much.
Yeah.
It's like they're overcompensating for something. I was like, I don't know if this game's gonna be good, but I gave it a shot. And like, yeah, like I just keep playing it because it does take a minute to realize or figure out like what is this game
and
what am I
yeah.
trying to accomplish. And it gets really fun when you. What that unlocks for you, like
yeah.
what you're trying to do.
Okay.
It's fun.
So yeah, started that tonight. It's on Game Pass now. So that's why I got it, because it was free. And I was like, ooh, I was looking around on Game Pass, which I'm sad because I was actually going to play the Modern Warfare 2 demo or the beta, open beta, not demo. But I think it closed today or it like recently closed because I couldn't find it anymore. I saw it earlier today and then all of a sudden it disappeared. But that's something I'm interested in as well. It comes out October 28th. I'm a Call of Duty fan for life, so we'll see if this one's good. I don't know. It's just a remake, I think. But I played the original. It was one of my favorites. So I'll definitely be picking that up. That's pretty much all. Oh, let me give my quick synopsis on Deathloop. I really am enjoying it. Again, I feel like I can't super speak to it because I've only played like a small amount. But I really like it's funny. I like the comedic like aspects of it from Colt, which is who I'm playing as. I think it said you can go back and play as someone else after you finish the first story.
You can actually, I can't remember how soon that unlocks for you, but literally you can play as the chick. And you can try to hop in other people's games and try to kill the cult that's in that game.
Ooh,
that's how it works. Yeah.
That's fun.
Because, like, the cool thing about that game is that once you sort of figure out, because obviously it's called Deathloop for a reason.
Yeah.
You're looping and dying a lot.
You learn pretty quickly that, like, you don't know, like, my character, obviously, SD, is like, he woke up and he didn't know what was going on. And, like, we already died once. And he, like, regenerated and was like, oh, I need to get this. And so I see that you learn more every single time you die, kind of,
yes.
And you know what's going on, which is really cool. And I love how it has the, like, titles, like, out, like it has the wording like out in the environment, which is cool. Like that's something that What Remains of Edith Finch did that I remember that I really liked. So yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, art style is really good. And yeah, if you like to be a detective, and it's a little bit of a mystery too. Ooh. So it's fun to put those puzzles, puzzle pieces together and figure out how to take down. What do they call the bad guys again? Like the thing, like the people you're trying to assassinate.
I don't remember.
I forget what they call them. That's going to bug me. I'm going to look it up because it's something specific. Is Hold on.
Visionary?
That's him. Yeah. I think that's what it's called. Visionary. Like yeah. Oh, I sort of want to go back and play it just for like the... It's got a whole vibe
too. It does have a cool aesthetic. Really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
The voice actors are really good too.
Mm-hmm.
It's satisfying. I think the voice actors won some awards last year, if I remember correctly. But yeah, that's all I've been playing. Really like that. And I'm trying to try some new things. So let's move into our normal mode, which is where our news is. Not a lot going on. This is from... So fun fact, I don't know if this episode will be going up before, but we had some issues with our last episode. So
yeah, we'll figure it out.
Our last episode you can look at on YouTube right now, but you might, it should be up on our podcast at some point, but this is between then and now. So the last Nintendo Direct came out on September 13th, and there's some things that were released that I feel like we should touch on. So we had I know one of our friends in our kind of gaming group, Pikmin 4 got announced finally. It's coming out in 2023. Jerrica, have you played Pikmin before?
Of course I've played Pikmin. Yeah. I love Pikmin. It's one of the first games I played on my GameCube. That was like, ooh, this is cute and cool. And like the little guys run around. You got to get the leafy boys to the right place without getting eaten by the weird dog thing. I've never played any of the sequels, like any of the extra games. I've only played the original. And I don't know. I've been in the mood ever since. Like, I haven't been in the mood until, like, the last couple of years. I'm like, I wish they'd do a new Pikmin for the Switch. Because, like, I'd play that on the Switch.
Yeah. So. Which they did. I think they just put out a little teaser trailer, didn't they? I think yes. So. But, yeah, it's supposed to come out in 2023. So, I'm looking forward to that. I also played a little bit of the first one, but haven't really done anything since. The newest Breath of the Wild game got a name, right? It got a title, didn't it?
It was something with you're going to give me, I did not watch the direct. I only picked up little bits of, it's like the Fallen Kingdom. Because I remember, I don't know if it's, you know, obviously the queen has passed away. And I just remember reading rumors about like, oh, that's why they delayed the direct because of the title of the new Zelda game.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's true or not. I just were saying on the internet, and I was
Tears
like, "What?
Tears of the Kingdom? Tears of the Kingdom?"
Which I could see why that might be a little
on the nose. Yeah, a little. Okay, I'm trying to see if they release. Oh, May 12th, 2023. So it has been. I think it's been delayed before. Like I think it was supposed to come out this holiday. Right?
I can't remember it being delayed for sure. So I don't remember.
But yeah. So
I don't think we've had any date for it. I feel like they announced it and we haven't heard when at all. But I could be wrong.
I think that you're right because they like briefly teased it. But yeah, so that's something that's really exciting. I have like shamefully not played the first Breath of the Wild. It is on my list for my Switch. But I've heard, you know, I know it's a lot of people's favorite game of all time. Jerrica, did you complete the game?
Yes, I did.
Okay, cool. And then some other quick news is It Takes Two is coming to Nintendo Switch, which I know a lot of people are excited about as well. I know it won a lot of awards when it came out. It's something that I also haven't played yet that I really want to play with my husband because I've heard that it's really cool couch co-op. And I know that you and yes. Audrey played it, right?
Yeah, we had a good time. That was a fun game. It's definitely it's a unique game. I've never played anything like it. So if you want to play something with somebody else and have a new experience. That is It Takes Two in a nutshell. So
it always makes me think, It Takes Two to Make a Thing Go Right. It Takes Two to Make a Thing Go Right. Sorry. Also, another thing. Thank you. A lot of indie farming sim games were announced in this Nintendo Direct, which if you know me, that is like my jam specifically. So the makers of Harvest Moon actually are coming out with a new game called Story of Seasons. Have you heard anything about this, Jerrica?
Nope.
So Story of Seasons, A Wonderful Life is releasing in summer of 2023. It is described as an unforgettable tale of friendship, family, and farming blooming back to life on Nintendo Switch. So your life begins in Forgotten Valley, a tranquil community where your father and his friend once dreamed of running a farm. Sounds very Stardew Valley-esque to me. As you befriend the valley's residents and fulfill your father's legacy, you'll live a carefree life on the farm, growing crops and raising animals. As the seasons go by, you'll find your lifelong partner and watch them grow up before your very eyes. Oh, you'll have a child together as well. That's what it says.
Baby making.
So the art looks really cute. I don't know. You can't see it on here. Never mind. But it's something I'm interested in because I really liked Harvest Moon when I was younger. So I'm excited about that. Another farming sim game that got announced is Fae Farm, which looks cool. It's like fantasy elements mixed in with farming sim. I think that's really it. Not a ton happened. Oh, we got a sneak peek at Wave 3 of the Mario Kart 8 new courses that are coming out. I think that's really it as far as big things that happened there. Oh, I think Resident Evil Village is actually coming to Switch as well. It appears.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's really it from the Direct, just as a quick recap, if you didn't get to see it. And now let's move along, truck along to our next news segment, which is the State of Play, which actually happened the same day as the Direct, funny enough. Jerrica, did you get a chance to watch the State of Play or look at the recap?
I did not. I remember seeing like what got announced, and I have purposely not... I don't want to see anything of God of War. Okay. Like, I'm going to go in super blind. All I've seen is the very first, like, introductory trailer, but I've not seen the story trailer, the new thing. I do not want to see any more of it.
I agree.
So, I didn't watch that.
Trailer. Yeah. So there was a new story trailer that got released. Pretty long, I think, actually. And it is going to be releasing on November 9th. And you can go ahead and pre-order your copy, I think. But
oh yeah,
we know it's beautiful. It looks stunning. A lot of stuff was shown for it. And I'm kind of in the same boat as Jerrica. I don't really want to see anything else. So, which, by the way, we also did a whole dissection of like game trailers like a couple months ago, which was fun, of like when is too much and like when should you like reveal what. And I thought it was a fun episode to do. So that was kind of the biggest thing from the State of Play, this most recent one. We also got another look at Hogwarts Legacy. And you kind of get a look into Hogsmeade. And I am kind of where Jerrica's at with God of War with Hogwarts Legacy. I don't think there's anything else I want to see because it's such a big like game that it seems like exploring is a big element of that. And I'm kind of like, I don't want to see anymore. I just want to explore when I get there.
So, I just like how every game pretty much got out of the way of God of War. Like, there's, I feel like a few games that were supposed to come out this holiday, and obviously, like, they probably really do need more time, but everybody was just like, oh yeah, we need more time, we're not going to come out around God of War time. Nope, not going to happen. Yeah.
Another thing that got announced, which I'm not in the circle of fighting games, is Tekken 8. Did you ever play any of the Tekken games, Jerrica?
Nope.
I didn't
Never
either.
Played them.
Yeah.
That not that they're not great. Me. I'm just not like a big fighting game person.
We're in the same boat there. Again, the gaming news we care about. And maybe some that we don't. Alrighty. Well, that's pretty much it for news unless you have anything else. Oh, do we want to talk about... Oh, we have our question of the week. I almost forgot, Jerrica, to lead into our main topic.
Well, one last thing before we do that, if you don't mind.
Yes.
I did forget to add this to the note because I'm a horrible co-host and I don't know how to prepare for a podcast. But there are hands-on first impressions of the PlayStation VR 2 out there. I've watched a few of the like videos from IGN and like I feel like The Verge has some content out there. Everybody does. And just from first impressions, what I've seen, what people have been saying about it, it's going to be very, like, high quality.
Yeah.
Like, I was listening to Kind of Funny, one of the guys on there was talking about his hands-on demo that he got, and basically, it's the first VR experience where it feels like you don't... I mean, you have a VR headset on, but apparently, like, the way... The high resolution and high frame rate that you get out of that headset is so good. They actually played the Horizon... I forget what the VR game is called.
Beyond something, I think.
The Horizon VR game that's going to be, you know, probably hopefully launched with this game will be, they played that and said that it just, it looks like Horizon, but on VR. You know, that's almost get like a, you know, if you put on any VR headset, you can sort of get that feel like you, it's, I don't know how you describe it, almost like a little theater on your face.
Yeah.
Where you got this big screen, you know, and apparently the PlayStation VR 2, very immersive and feels like you're not in that kind of situation. So I cannot wait to try it on. I've been watching people utilize like the new DualSense like VR remotes. I don't know the proper name for them, but they look super comfortable and fun to use. And then the headset itself, you know, they've narrowed down like multiple cables into one cable, which is nice. And, you know, heard nothing but great things about how comfortable it is.
And, which is a big deal.
Yeah, I'm ready for release date on that because I definitely want to pre-order it.
Did they say
I'm
holiday?
I'm going to put my money down on one. I want it. No, it's just, I'm pretty sure next year.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember if they put a date on it, but it's got to be next year. I'm so ready for that. Like, give me a Horizon experience. I think they talked about the Horizon game. There's like, obviously I saw them like people using their hands to climb like this, like ladders and stuff. And then with the, I can't wait to see what the DualSense like VR controllers feel like with like doing the bow and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be so satisfying. It's going
to be really cool.
I can't wait
cool.
to try it. I want to try it so bad.
Ugh. Hopefully not too long.
Oh man.
Alrighty.
All right, that's I forgot to add that in there.
Yeah,
formally to the notes. My bad.
Oh no, it's okay. Hey, what's formal about us? We just, you know,
nothing.
Yeah,
absolutely nothing.
Alrighty. Well, so leading into our main topic, which is kind of also news because we're talking about the newer. I think it just came out. The Castlevania, or not Castlevania. That's the first actual answer on our list. But the Cyberpunk show came out recently, right?
Yes, it's, I got to get to watch it. I haven't got to it yet.
Yeah. So a question that I asked on our Twitter and to some of our friends of the show.
Oh, no, you cut out. You cut out. I'm so sorry.
Hello?
No, you're fine. You just cut out. I don't know what you just said about the question.
So I asked on Twitter and also some of our friends of the show, what is your favorite video game to TV show adaptation? Because, you know, we've got, it's in the news. Last of Us is becoming a show. It's cool. Me and Jerick have talked about people that might not necessarily gaming be their thing have access now to this media that is like amazing and really, really cool that they might not have had access to before if they don't want to play a game, which it's not everybody's cup of tea. So a couple of answers that I had in what is your favorite video game specifically to TV show? Because you also have video game to movie. I personally prefer TV shows because I feel like you get more out of the content because instead of it being like a 2 to maybe 3 hour experience, you're getting like a lot more hours. I don't know what exactly.
Getting like 2 or 3 movies.
Yeah.
You know?
So one of our friends of the show, Pierce, said Castlevania is one of his, which I didn't
Castlevania.
Actually, I didn't know that was a video game first.
Kayla got cut off again and then almost called you Audrey. It cut off right when you said what it was, and I was like, Castlevania.
What is it, Jerica? Tell us.
Castlevania. That's what you said. It got you cut out, so I was repeating it for you.
It is basically like vampire fantasy, right? I believe
so. I don't know why you're cutting out more often now. Is it because this stream doesn't want us to say Castlevania?
Potentially. I don't know.
I have watched the first season of Castlevania. Am I saying that right? I feel like I'm adding, now that I've said it like 5 million times, I'm like, is it Castlevania or Castlevania? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've said it so many times now, I don't know what it is. I watched the first season though and I liked it. You know, I've played some of the games here and there, but not like, I'm not like a hardcore fan, but the show was entertaining. I love that art style. Like that kind of like, almost reminds me of Legend of Korra, Avatar, mm-hmm. at Last Airbender, that sort of, I don't know why I said soft anime, but like it's
I know what you're trying to say,
some
though.
Kind of formal term to it, but it's anime, but it's not anime, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. And then we had friend of the show Josh said Pokemon, which they debated is Pokemon's kind of like chicken before the egg, like did the card game
the game came first
the game
for sure the game and then the show was inspired, like the whole opening cutscene to Pokemon is from the video game.
Gotta catch 'em all.
Yeah.
So that was one of our friends of the show, which great pick. And then we also have, somebody mentioned this Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon.
So I have to be honest, like I remember early 90s. At some point I was watching Sonic the Hedgehog and it was a great cartoon at the time. There's been a lot of Sonic cartoons, but I remember the OG animated. I feel like we talked about this. Yeah. Is it Steve Urkel voiced him?
Yes, we have.
And he ate a lot of chili cheese dogs. And I love that show. I don't remember much about it, but at the time, little Jerrica loved it.
And we can't, you know, have this question without mentioning Arcane, which is one of Jerrica's favorites.
And I don't even play League of Legends. I haven't played League of Legends in years. I haven't played since college. And literally that was a long time ago, which just makes me feel sad now. But regardless, I played League, and obviously I haven't kept up with League of Legends. Well, this makes sense. And that's why Arcane is so good, because it doesn't have, it's not dependent on League of Legends. You know, I'm not going to go out on my big Arcane like spiel, but obviously
we've talked about it before.
It's just amazing with League of Legends that there hasn't been this kind of thing until now or last year, because there's just so, it's sort of like, it's literally like Destiny, to the point where there's so much lore that could be explored and they just sort of like hold back on some of it. But there's so much, League of Legends could go on forever. But they did a really good job like adapting that and making its own story, and they even brought out things that haven't been in, like talked about in the game, obviously. And it's not like a same for same for the game. It's like it definitely lives and breathes on its own. And I think that's why that is so successful. And then on top of it, it's just a work of art. Like I could just watch it without any sound.
This is
just look at it all day. It's gorgeous.
Another one that I feel like is kind of independent from the video game is The Witcher as well.
Yes.
That's another really good one. Yeah. I really love
The Witcher. Its first season was so good. I haven't finished the second one still. I've got a few episodes in, not because it's not great. It's like I literally
it's a lot.
Get distracted.
And which you should look into finishing that, because the next one just got announced. The next season comes out next summer.
Shoot, we might have just wait until that comes out. Then we have like double The Witcher fun.
They just announced that also. Wrapping up with that, I believe is it. Oh, and then of course our friend of the show, Brian, brought up something that's been hot in the news lately, which is Cyberpunk Edgerunner. Which they said is really good.
On my to-watch list, because I will probably watch that on my next off day.
Nice. We'll say, opinion from friend of the show, Kyle, said that the visual is S-tier, but that the plot itself is a little bit less for them, personally.
Okay.
But you be the judge of that yourself. We'll see. Okay, that is basically it for our question of the week. But why are we asking this, you say? You know, we mentioned it earlier in the episode, but if you're just now joining, our main topic today is going to be breaking down The Last of Us from HBO's first official trailer. And Jerrica's going to play that for us, and we're going to go through it and talk about it.
Let's take it in live one more time.
One more time.
Live. We've seen it already, but I want to watch it again with Kayla.
Yeah. So. This is only my second time watching it, and the first time I was, like, encompassed by the, you know, everything that was happening, so I was kind of like...
And then, obviously, if you're listening to the podcast version of this, sorry, you're going to hear the Last of Us trailer.
You're just going to hear
it. You can't see it. You should watch it. Pull over if you're driving and just
watch it
hit
with
play.
Us.
Go to YouTube. Find it. It's there.
Fast forward.
So, let's watch it, then we'll, main topic of the show, we're going to... dissect it a little bit.
Yeah.
Whatever. There's that word again. It's like we're going to cut it open.
Yeah. The music.
There he is.
When you're lost in the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Ellie's chained up. Fedra. Okay, they're getting out of the... trying to get out of town.
They look so good.
Bill.
A skull.
It's just like the game. I love it so much. And I love they put Neil Druckmann's name up here. It's pretty great.
Yes.
There's Riley. Neil Druckmann. Hell yeah.
I'm so glad he's so involved. Sad. Oh, Tess. My God. My heart is going to be
Tommy. Bill. New character.
Oh, the scenery.
Tess, again.
The clicker.
We finally see the clicker. It's definitely Tess saying that.
Yeah.
I feel like.
That's
so good.
The light.
We still don't have a date for it. 2023. That's all we know. 2023.
Okay.
I was really hoping that we would get the month, like the date of release.
Yeah, I hope so too.
It's got to be coming soon. Because, like, literally, I think Neil Druckmann said that it's soon. It's sooner than we think.
What a nice place to pause, right on the bloody face.
I was actually going to try to find the clicker here. Here we go. Let's
that
go.
That looks so good, though. Look at that.
Yeah. Look at that.
Look
terrifying.
At it.
Look at it.
Look at it.
Yeah, we'll start at the beginning here and sort of like cut through here.
Yeah.
Obviously, it opens up to Joel walking through
They've got
Boston.
The curfew and like the signs of infection because the first game drops you into like, well, they have flash forwards of the beginning, right?
Yeah.
But it kind of drops you into the middle for the most part.
And then I keep having to look this way, so I'll make sure I'm talking to the mic. I thought this was interesting. So, like, they're covering up the Fireflies logo.
Yeah.
So, just like in the game, Fireflies, you know, they're causing trouble. People don't like them. People are looking for them.
Yeah.
And then got Joel with
his
watch.
The watch!
Mm-hmm.
When you're lost.
Wonder who wrote this. Yeah, who wrote that? Probably just click with me. No pun intended here. You know, the Fireflies logo was red. So maybe it's something that a Firefly wrote on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
When you're lost in the darkness.
Yeah.
So we got some Firefly graffiti. Almost called it confetti.
Confetti.
Graffiti.
So you have Ellie locked up here. She's chained up. I don't really remember this part.
So that's different from the gangs. I don't remember her chained up at any point in time. So that's interesting. I don't know if this is later on or before they. It's got to be later on, right?
Surely,
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's one scene here they show in a second. I like how they showed her Converse, and you know, they're sort of like keeping in this trailer. Obviously, if you play The Last of Us, you know what happens. But it is sort of cool, like in the trailer, because I like to think like. If I have never played The Last of Us, I am brand new. I'm like, oh, what's this new HBO show? They sort of like keep her, like Ellie, sort of like behind the scenes in this trailer a good bit of the time.
Yeah, they're not really showcasing her as much.
She's not like a major character or anything.
Yeah.
So I like that. That's cool. And then you got the Fedra building. I guess, you know, this has got to be Boston still, I would assume. Oh.
This scene was cool.
Because, you know, when you get out of town with Tess and Joel for the first time, getting Ellie out of there, you're, like, trying to avoid the flashlights.
You know, yeah, that's like a big part of the game.
The soldiers that are, you know, looking for you, and you're having to, like, sneak around, like, the stealthy part of the game. So I think that's cool, because it's just cool, Kayla. I love that they're pulling a lot from the game.
Yeah, it like, really seems like they're staying true to a lot of, like, even, like, down to the scenes of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But it also seems like they're adding a little bit for us, too. Like, I think that's kind of cool. Like, a little bit of extra.
And you remember getting, right, outside of town for the mm-hmm. first time. And I love that I just played part one, because I'm like, oh, yeah, those were those two buildings that are, like, falling on top of each other. I'm like, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's been a little bit longer for me. It's been like a year or so, but oh, okay. And now they're watching the TV screens.
I feel like that's maybe Bill. The hair sort of looks like Bill, right? Maybe it's his like longer. Surveillance. I don't know. What do you think?
I think so.
It's Bill. Yeah,
because he's
sure.
got the bigger beard. It definitely doesn't look like Joel. Skulls.
What I think is interesting, because this is actually from one of the first like images that you get that HBO showed for Joel and Ellie. It's like the back of them facing the field. And it's like they're looking at a airplane that has crashed. And that wasn't in the game. So I'm intrigued by that.
Yeah.
Like, what's this airplane? What is that? Because that's not in the game.
Skulls lying around.
Yep. You get to see the... That's probably... what is this first area where you're trying to avoid? Is it a school? No, it's not the school.
Is it a hospital? No.
I can't remember. It might just be that...
I forgot what that building...
The buildings that are, like, falling on top of each other. That's definitely where this is at.
And this is one that... You don't get many full-face looks at Ellie in this trailer. And that's a pretty... Like, an actual full-face.
What'd you say again?
You don't get many full face views of Ellie in this trailer.
So. Yeah, no. Like I said, I think they're like, that's good on them for keeping Ellie a little secret from the show. That's like the little mystery that's going to be for the general public here that I've never seen or played The Last of Us. Got the clicker. Oh, Joel's like, shh.
He looks so damn good.
He does. Look at him. Let's go.
Oh, that scene's
Jackson.
That scene's really nice. The like snowy. Good. Yeah.
Which I think is cool that they're, you know, in the game, you meet Tommy, I think, somewhere outside of Jackson. You don't go up to Jackson. So it's going to be really, I'm just excited to be able to see this town like brought to life in a new way. Cause I keep saying this, like, I wish Jackson in part two was more open. Just so you could explore more. Like, I just want that town to be more alive. Like, obviously it looked incredible in part two, but I just want to like walk down more streets and look around.
A little more exploration.
Yeah. You know, I think that's why I'm excited to see in the show.
Like Seattle. Seattle's very
exactly. Like, I've always wanted Jackson to be sort of like that. So hopefully we get that in terms of an HBO show. And I feel like this scene is definitely from them looking for the guy at the very beginning of the first game. Tess and Joel are going to beat up this guy for taking the guns or something.
Yeah. I do remember that.
I bet that's where this is from. Got Ellie crying about something.
Yeah.
Don't know what it is. Probably terrified. Joel probably said something mean.
This song is just like perfectly fitting.
And this is cool. Voice actress of Marlene is playing Marlene.
So yeah. Which that's something cool, else though. I wanted to bring up to you later.
Yeah.
We'll discuss.
Okay. But I thought, you know, if you don't know, that's Marlene. Being played by a voice actress. So, don't know who that lady is behind her. We got Ellie, and we got our first look at Riley. So, they're definitely exploring the Left Behind DLC,
yeah,
right?
Which I didn't play, so that'll be new for me.
Yeah. So, they're on the little Ferris wheel directly from the game. And it's just so cool. See? Yeah, you get your stardom, Neil Druckmann. You deserve it. I like the acclaimed video game creator.
Acclaimed. Neil
Druckmann. There you go. Running away. Got Tess freaking out. I'm trying to remember what this is from, because she looks like
she's beat up, yeah. I don't remember her getting beat up.
Terrified by something. I wonder what that's about.
Oh.
And then first look at Tommy. There's Tommy. Look at him.
Looks good.
This is great because
the scene where he gets trapped.
Yep.
Which doesn't he get trapped upside down?
He does. That's a good point. Because like
you play upside down.
Yeah, you get caught by Bill's traps and you're literally playing upside down. And I totally forgot about that when I'm replaying the, you know, first game now. And I totally forgot about that. And I thought it was so cool. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm upside down. Forgot about this. How cool for the game at its time. But in this, Joel's in some kind of hole. And Bill's on a hill. I'm here all day.
Bill's on a hill.
So I don't know how that plays out. I guess obviously Joel falls in a hole. So
yeah.
They definitely did this on purpose.
Joel in a hole, Bill on a hill.
Okay, hold on a second. I didn't notice this the first time we, first time I played it. Who is this? Someone's holding somebody's hand with some wine.
Yeah, who is that? Is that Joel's hand?
I don't know.
I've
been able to answer most of the scenes so far.
If you're in the chat, one. Let us know. Who is this, you think? Predict.
It's definitely some people.
Yeah.
I'd be really cool to see Joel go out on a date. Like,
wow, dating simulator. Oh, wait, it's not a game. It's a show.
Daddy simulator.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's a game, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Sugar Daddy something? I don't remember.
Yeah, y'all know what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
Anywho, you know, this looks like definitely a flashback because this is not during the zombie apocalypse. Okay, Joel's punching somebody. Ooh,
was that a flash? What was that? Oh.
It's hard to catch that.
Definitely
a soldier.
Yeah.
Lightning. So it has to be from when they're leaving Boston.
Right.
So.
She's crawling.
Run away. Oh, who was that? What's her face? The lady from the Yellow Jackets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah!
Yeah, she's been in a lot of stuff. She's also in that show Candy, based on that lady that murdered that lady.
I don't know about that one.
Anyway, she's been in a lot of stuff lately, and I'm really digging this actress. So I'm glad she's in the last.
She's good. List.
She is definitely playing a character. I do not know who they are.
A firefly?
It's pretty dope. I don't know. She looks sort of mean, and she's on a mission. So who knows? It's definitely like soldiers and stuff. Like, she's like surrounded by soldiers.
Yeah.
So definitely a Fedra. Probably a Fedra lady of some sort. Someone's in charge.
A baddie lady.
She's definitely not going to be a good lady. I don't think she's hanging. The people around her are not good people. And literally the bulldozer truck thing right behind him says, run.
Yeah. Ooh, that was cool. Like a reverse with the gun.
Oh, look. Explosion. That was the plane crash. I just saw it.
Oh, that was not okay.
I didn't see that the first time. Like, at a glance, you just think it's like a zombies running into stuff and cars, but it's actually a plane. Look. Plane crashes right there. Okay. So there's our plane crash.
Yeah, and they're looking out on it later on.
Dang. That wasn't in the game. Very cool. Didn't notice that. Man, we should dissect trailers more often.
We should. Yeah, I didn't even notice that part. How I saw the explosion, but I didn't realize why.
It was a plane. And someone's getting flame-ified.
Horse girl
action. This must be Jackson. Ellie's running away with the gun, shooting things.
That was a good transition.
Yeah, that must be definitely some sort of either a flamethrower or a bomb.
Is that a head flying off? Interesting. It
could be.
Aw.
Got Joel. I know I cannot think of her name right now. Sarah.
Yeah.
Here's Tess. Probably about to sacrifice herself here.
Oh, that seems good.
Oh, this scene's going to be good. Oh.
Yeah.
Get the clicker. It's terrifying. All right. Don't know what part this is from. Don't know.
See who you can save. And this, I love the title scene. That's really cool.
Yeah, it looks good.
It seems like they're staying pretty true to the game.
Yep. You know, I'm just thankful it's coming out soon.
Yeah.
I'm so hyped for it. Like, literally, that trailer was perfect. It's perfection. I honestly don't need to see anymore.
No.
Like, I'm good. I just want the release date. That's all I want. Like,
I would love to know, Jerica, have you talked to anybody who has seen this trailer who has not seen the game or not played the game?
You cut out.
Have you talked to anyone who has seen this trailer who has not played the game?
No, I haven't.
I haven't
I'm gonna
either.
Ask them. Oh, we should definitely do a science experiment tomorrow. I did have a friend of the show. Well, and they're not even a friend of the show. They're just someone I know in real life. Would I call them a friend at this point? No, because they're like, have you seen the Last of Us trailer? And they're like, was it The Walking Dead for HBO? And I was like, I'm going to kill you. they're not my friend anymore. Just kidding. Regardless, you know, I'm a sucker for zombie themes. I think anyone that's into zombies is going to love this show. But when I think about The Last of Us, I don't think about the clickers, really. Like, they're part of it, but I'm honestly, I just think about Joel and Ellie. And I love, I'm gonna be honest, I love The Walking Dead. Has it gone on forever? Yes, it has. It's about to come to an end, which I think is really cool. But definitely, like, I wouldn't consider this, like, a Walking Dead.
No.
Like, similar, it's not, like, if you have never played The Last of Us and you're like, ooh, I want to see the show, it's definitely nothing. It's not just the average zombie storyline here. It's definitely...
It's a story of survival. Like, it
you
is...
You know, Walking Dead is too, like, it's definitely its own thing. It's nothing that's going to be like... You're not going to have that zombie fatigue by watching this show. I can tell you that. Yeah, I'm excited. We'll definitely have to ask a few people to watch it that have never played.
Yeah. If you're in the chat or you're listening after the fact, let us know. If you have not played the game and you planned on watching the show first, I would love to know your opinion and what you think. But I am also super excited. I now, because like watching everything, I definitely think I want to play the first part again before watching the show. I don't know. Because I want the added context. For sure.
Well, I can definitely lend it to you.
Okay.
So,
because you have to
play the remake.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Definitely. I know for me, like going back and replaying it, like it's just been so long. It's definitely, you know, people are going to bitch and moan about the remake being a $70 unnecessary thing, but it was totally necessary. Mm-hmm. Like I am living, breathing proof of it that I have not played the game since the original on the PlayStation 3. Like, I didn't even play the remaster on PS4. So it's literally been like 10 years since I played that game. And I'm replaying it again. Literally forgot. I just mentioned it earlier. Forgot about the scene on how Joel gets caught in Bill's trap and he's hanging upside down. I'm like, this is dope. I forgot this happened.
And in our
last... replaying the game. It's so good. It's like playing it again for the first time because I haven't played it in so long.
And it looks so good. If you didn't watch our last episode, which is on YouTube, if you want to go look at it and like fast forward a little bit, there is a clip that we show of like a side-by-side comparison of the remastered and the not, and it's like night and day difference, like genuinely.
So. Game looks phenomenal. It's definitely worth it. And literally just talking about the Cyberpunk TV show and something I wanted to pull into this conversation was... You know, you think about The Witcher and when it hit Netflix and then how many people started downloading and wanting to play The Witcher. And what bummed me out the most is that there wasn't an updated version of The Witcher to play.
Still
and,
not.
And it got me. I did that. I downloaded The Witcher on...
I did too.
I feel like on my Xbox.
I couldn't do it.
Or I actually had it. I owned it for Xbox because I got it on sale at one point and downloaded it. And I couldn't play it.
Doesn't
look great. It was just like... I'm going to wait till they remake it because they're going to do that at some point, right? You'd think. So I'm just thinking back to that. And I'm also thinking about Cyberpunk, like you're reading it in the news, like with just the new show that's on Netflix. Literally, they have had the most players on since launch. Like,
that's a great way to draw people
show,
to your game.
I think they had like over 500,000 concurrent players, and that's just record breaking for them. Like, obviously, I don't have the numbers right in front of me. But it's been a big deal. They have definitely seen a huge uptick on people downloading it and playing it on Steam. So when people say shows don't sell games, they definitely do sell games.
Which, so, again, if you haven't played it before, I think that what Jerrica's talking about is the best way to play it is that remastered version for the PS5.
And when people finally get to watch the show, they're going to have a great remake ready to play. And that is going to be the best play. And I think that is the ultimate gift for anyone that's going to watch the show and be like, I want to play this game now. Like, I think I'm thankful. Obviously, they're going to make boogies of money, but I think it's just, it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I know it sounds sort of like, where are you to say, was it the right thing to do? I'm like, if I watched a show and I wanted to play that game, I would not want to play a 10-year-old game.
No.
So it was needed. Definitely going to make the money. Smart move.
I agree.
And a nice move.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have to do that. They didn't have to do that, but they knew they were going to make money and they knew it was going to make people happy. So.
You get the best of both worlds.
I just can't wait to see how many copies of that game sells after the show.
I agree. So we knew predicted like early next year, didn't we?
Yes. I still think definitely either January, February, or March for sure.
I would agree.
I need to look and see when all the other shows they've announced that are coming back on, because I'm an HBO gal. I watch a lot of the shows on HBO, and I love The White Lotus, the first season. So I got season two of that coming at some point. Succession, another one of my favorite shows, will be coming back on in two. So I'm just trying to see like where does The Last of Us fall with those shows as well. With Game of Thrones, you know, sort of, I don't know how many episodes of that are going to come out, but surely after Game of Thrones, there's one other show that's going to come out, and then I feel like Last of Us, or maybe Last of Us is next, you know? I don't know.
Maybe so. I don't know, but either way, I'm excited.
I need to look up their structure, like what other shows have been announced, to make a more proper, like, prediction.
I think we're safe to say in that range, though. I think personally it would be a really good, like, winter show. Like, I think that would make the most sense. Or maybe waiting till, I would hate this, but like next fall, I hope not. But
no, it ain't going to be that far out.
I don't think so.
I think it's definitely a spring show.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
But yeah, I think that pretty much concludes our breakdown. I feel like we got to go more in depth in this 1 minute and 30 second long trailer. But I don't have to see any more.
I don't think I'm going to watch anything else they show.
I agree.
I don't want to see anything else. I don't even, at this point, Ellie hasn't really spoken any of the.
No, she hasn't.
Or Bella Ramsey or whatever. She hasn't really had any lines said out loud except like one thing in that little teaser that we got earlier this month or last month.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, she hasn't really spoken. I don't want to hear what they sound like talking to each other yet. I wanted to, but now I'm just like, no, I want that to be a surprise.
I already know the music is going to be phenomenal because that song is really good. It sounded like Joel is supposed to sound. I have one quick thing before we end.
Okay.
Jerrica, did you notice that Ashley Johnson is listed on the character list?
Yeah.
Why?
I've actually been spoiled by a speculation. I think it's true, but I won't say it on
here. Okay. Maybe we can talk later.
Have I told you?
I don't think so.
Because, like, obviously, yeah, if you follow the news with the show, and I should have not been following it so closely. I'm just addicted to the news.
Should we do a spoiler alert and just say it?
No. I'm not going to say what. I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
I won't say it up on here, but you just be careful what's out there. You might read about something, but I will say this, because it's already, they had it at the, I feel like it was the Summer Game Fest when they announced the remake, like, they both got on stage, Troy Baker and Ashley Johnson and Neil, like, announced, like, they're going to both have major roles in the show. It's not just, like, cameos. Like, they're going to both have major roles in the show. So it's going to be a big deal. They're not just extras.
That's what I thought, is that they would just be extras.
They're not. They both have, like, major roles in the show, which is awesome.
That's really cool.
It's going to break the fourth wall when you hear Ellie talk to Ellie at some point, probably. Not really. I don't know. But no, I'm excited to see who they actually play.
Okay.
I'm glad they're going to be in it.
You'll have to tell me after, because I don't care to be spoiled.
I'll tell you.
All right.
About to wrap up.
All righty. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. We hope you enjoyed. As you know, we are very excited, and we hope that you are too. And make sure to check us out. If you're listening live, look at the whole episode on YouTube, on our podcast platforms. Make sure to follow us on our social media. Catch you on the flippity flap. Don't shy.
I just hit myself in the nose. With my nose, with my thumb, and my nose. My thumb didn't go in my nose, I just hit it.